This is 91.9 KVCR and David Fleming. On the next KVCR, it's Straight Up Rock with Daniel Chavez and Zentonic. Also, a hard-edged, gritty kind of alt-country blues. Sula Ahmad has more on this one with Justin Lee Fox and Lucas Schneider of Fox and Red Hairs.
We'll be talking about your music and the new album coming out this year, but could you tell us about what got you guys started?
It started with me and Jose, there's our drummer, want to do a project for a while. I want to do something traditional, kind of a Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Pogues, Tom Waits. I got my friend Ryan to play bass, and then Lucas here, I kind of bugged and said, come over and jam, come over and jam. And then really the jamming was more I was kidnapping him and making him play keyboards for the band.
I eventually came back from Mexico.
And then went, all right, and he came over, and we got together, played music, and things just kind of fell into place. It was just like it was meant to be. I was in a couple bands before. Lucas is still in, like, what, two bands?
Four bands. Wow. So the title track for your 2015 release, Flightless Bird, really depicts a mesh of genre influences. It's really early Dead Kennedys-esque, and at the same time, it's overlaid on a country and bluesy piano. What went into making that song?
One night, I had a couple whiskeys, and I just started messing around with chords, and I just came up with these lyrics and kind of started thinking of a morphine addict, a hops addict, in the 1920s in a sanatorium, and I just kind of went with that feel and just kept going with the lyrics.
It was kind of a song that was a soundtrack to a non-existent silent film. So then all the lyrics are what would come up on the dialogue cards. Somebody moves their mouth a little bit, and then... So that's kind of where the piano line came from, too, is that it was this Buster Keaton physical comedy. But even though it's really dark stuff, like you look at The Great Train Robbery or something, and it's not like a happy, peppy film.
Right.
But the music is very jaunty and joyful, this weird disconnect.
Yeah, you hear this jumpy sound.
Yeah, because it was just the style of just ragtimey sort of stuff, so it was just this like evil carnival, like this little oompa rhythm.
Yeah. Right, and this was the first song you guys did for the album, too?
Yeah, that was the first one we recorded.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I could hear the grit and the power in the vocals and guitar from the first album getting more intense with one of the new singles I heard, Lay That Young Man Down. Is this the kind of sounds we'll be hearing in the new album?
Yeah, we've got a few songs that are still a little of the kind of country grunge, you know, kind of rag music we call rock, Americana, goth, or what was your
dark alternative Americana?
Yeah, we're talking about that.
And we have a hard time labeling it, so we just use what other people come up with.
Yeah, we got a couple of really grungy sounding songs. We just created a new song called The Trial of the Owl.
Very Nick Cave.
Yeah, like Nick Cave meets like a 90s grunge genre.
When you listen to the music, it's definitely not punk, but people like booking us with punk bands.
Okay,
because we share that same sort of energy live.
So right.
It's not punk music, but we all just love punk music, so it just kind of infects in the live show and the album sound. I think they're both enjoyable on their own, because when we're doing the live stuff, we just go really full energy. It's a lot faster and things like that. But when we're doing, we actually track everything live, but we get a very different feel because it's a little bit more measured, and we can kind of get that country sort of influence that we're slowly coming to accept is actually our sound.
Yeah.
That's Sula Ahmad in conversation with Justin Lee Fox and Lucas Schneider of Fox and the Red Hairs. More tonight, along with Daniel Chavez and the music of Zentonic. That's on the next KVC Arts. Tonight at 7 and Sunday evening at 6. I'm David Fleming.